Bobby Gardner says he wants to get one quick story in.
Well, everybody in this room and everybody in this town, I guess, has Monty Hale stories, but I can think of one in particular. Monty was really and truly a quick wit, really dry sense of humor, but he was just unbelievably quick with a line. And as you've mentioned earlier this evening, that we were neighbors, and Monty was the one that had all the property, and I was the one just lived next to all the property. But there was a time when Monty ran a lot of cows out there, and every once in a while they'd get out. And I'd sort of, you know, we'd just call, and I'd say, "Hey, Monty, the cows are out." And he said, "That's all right, I'll be right over there, I'll get them." And he had the most unique way of getting them all. He would go to the barn, get him a bale of hay, walk over there in the yard. Those cows would see him. He'd turn around, and they'd follow him like the Pied Piper. It was unbelievable. But I remember one morning in particular, and it had been raining just about like this for 3 or 4 days, just mud everywhere. And I was going out, and I walked out in the yard, and there was cows everywhere. And there was about, they must have been 20 cows out there. And they were marring up in the yard, and we had just planted the garden, and it was just coming up, and there was 10 or 15 cows in the garden. They were just, they destroyed the yard and the garden. It was just unbelievable. And I went in, I called, I said, "Hey, Monty," I said, "the cow's out, man." He said, "I'll be right there, Bobby." And so I went on, and he came, got his cows, I'm sure the same way he always did. And 2 or 3 days later, he came over to the house to pick up Craig, him and Bernice. And they just pulled in the driveway, and he was waiting for Craig to come out of the house or whatever. And I walked outside, and I said, "Monty, goodness gracious, man." I said, "The cows have ruined the yard." I said, "We're going to have to get it resodded." I said, "The garden's ruined." I said, "What are you going to do?" And I mean, just in a flash, he said, "Don't worry about it, Bob." He said, "I've been thinking about that." He said, "I just won't charge you for the fertilizer." he was really a quick wit, and just a joy to be around, and as I've said earlier, just a great neighbor.